Jerry Bader Show 954, UW Whitewater student allegedly used a car owned by her father to sell drugs on several occasions. She was never charged, yet under state law, the vehicle was forfeited, even though she didn't own it. Woolworth County judge, and now the state appeals court, says, yeah, they can take it, even though her dad owned the car. It's like, I'm an innocent owner here. I didn't know what she was doing. How do you get to take my car? Well, no, she was really the owner because she had it at school and she was using it to deal drugs. I'm fairly confident my daughters aren't going to deal drugs, but they are taking a car I own to UW Eau Claire this fall. What if they loan it to someone, which they're not allowed to do, but things do happen. What if they loan it to someone and that person does this? I'm out my car? This is insane. The state Supreme Court has to fix this travesty. Andy and DePeer. Andy, go ahead.
Thanks, Jerry. I want to be outraged, but I just can't bring myself to be outraged. I do have a problem, I don't see a problem with her not being charged. But I do see a problem that they gave the statute no effect. Quite frankly, they just stripped it of any meaning whatsoever. Because if she did get a rental car, presumably she'd be paying for that rental car. She'd have a closer tie
than good point.
The one she actually was driving.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. They would have, in a weird way, more of a legal standing. Well, I do have a problem, Andy, with them being able to take the vehicle without you actually being convicted of it.
And where I come in on that is, one, you've got the statute of limitations. So they've got, you know, if it's a felony, they've got the 6 years to charge her. And even if they charged her, that's not a conviction. She's still not guilty.
Well, a conviction. I think it should be a conviction. Otherwise,
right.
there's nothing in fact that she actually did it. Thanks a lot for the call. Terry from Plover. Terry, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. Back in 1999, I was charged with selling drugs. Did I sell them? Yes, I did, sir, and I'll be the first to admit that. They confiscated my vehicle. They confiscated a coin collection that I got in a divorce settlement in 1989. And then the federal government charged me, and the state of Wisconsin dropped the charges. But they did keep my vehicle and my coin collection.
How does your coin collection come into this?
Well, they took it, but I had gotten it. This was in 1999. I was charged. In 1989, I got a divorce, and it was in the divorce decree, which I showed them that coin collection was, you know, from way back then. It wasn't anything I came
But how would they even want to take it? How would they? I don't understand how it even comes into play.
Well, they took the stuff, but they dropped the charges, so I was never convicted of everything about anything by the state of Wisconsin, but they kept this.
They kept my vehicle,
and they kept my coin collection.
I just don't understand how they could even confiscate. Would they say that it was bought with drug money? I think this statute needs to be revisited. I think this is being abused. The owner of a car, unless they could substantiate that he knew she was using drugs for those or using the car for drugs to sell drugs. I think this is just wrong. Speaking of things being just wrong, there is a powerful opinion piece out today in a major newspaper. You know that it is no longer politically correct to call transgenders mentally ill. If you think you've been assigned the wrong body, you can no longer consider that a mental disorder. I have an opinion piece from a psychiatrist who begs to differ. We'll try to get to that in the next hour. It's 9:58.
I'm going back and forth and going back and forth. The Jerry Bader Show.